Welcome to Operationally Excellent Podcast, your benchmark for innovation, success, and entrepreneurship in the natural gas industry. Brought to you by Durand Benchmarking's Global Gas Transmission Benchmark, the GGTB allows gas transmission system operators to achieve their performance and efficiency goals by comparing their performance to that of their peers so they can identify the correct opportunities to focus on and plan effectively. I'm your host, Pablo Levy. Today, we will be speaking to David Hartman from National Grid, the UK's gas transmission system operator. National Grid Gas Transmission and its partner organizations are engaged in an exciting project that is addressing the issue of how to inspect complex below-ground pipework found at high-pressure installations. The project, named Project Grade, is developing groundbreaking technology to provide the world's first robotic platform that would be able to provide real-time data on the condition of high-pressure underground assets. David, welcome to the Operationally Excellent Podcast.
Thanks very much, and thanks for the opportunity to speak here.
Well, thank you for coming. Look, David, we're going to be speaking about the now multi-award-winning Project Grade. But first, can you please tell us a bit about yourself and what your role in National Grid is?
Yeah, sure. I've worked for National Grid for about 6 years now in a variety of roles, with the last 2 years being in the innovation team of gas transmission. It was in this role where I found I was given the Project Grade to lead. And although the project's finished now, I'm still responsible for the robot and its future development.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, David. So let's start talking about Project Grade, and let's start with the background. Tell us a bit what the challenges were that Project Grade was originally trying to solve for.
Sure thing, yeah. So National Grid, we own and operate the gas transmission assets across Great Britain. We've got about 7,500 kilometres of pipeline covering the whole of the country. Of this network, we currently have around 350 kilometres of what we call unpiggable pipework. And that basically means that traditional methods of internal inspection don't work on these pipes. They're mostly located on our gas sites. And due to the complex nature of the pipelines, the 90-degree bends, inclines and declines, traditional pipeline inspection gauges or PIGs can't be used. So as a company, we've basically relied on good engineering when it was installed and regular maintenance of these pipelines to ensure that they operate safely and efficiently. However, this pipework's now reaching the end of its design life, and to prove its integrity, we need to isolate the whole system, which often means taking sites out of service for a period of time so that we can excavate down onto the pipe and carry out any inspection work directly onto the pipe. As you can imagine, on some of our large gas terminals, such as Fergus or Bacton, this work is very disruptive and it can cost several millions of pounds. So that was basically the problem statement for Grade. We needed to collect accurate and reliable wall thickness data from inside this complex part of the network. But significantly, and the real innovation of this project, was to be able to do all of this in a live gas environment. So whilst the gas is flowing around the robot, there are a few other robotic inspection tools on the market, but we specifically wanted Grade to operate in pressures up to 100 bar and flows of around 5 meters per second, which really is unique in the world.
That's great. Thanks, David. So there's clearly several major challenges that were in need of an innovative solution. So once this was identified as a potential opportunity, how was the idea for the project developed? How is this sort of innovative project implemented in National Grid?
Yeah, so National Grid in the UK, we're regulated by Ofgem, which is a government organisation that's put in place to oversee the gas and electricity companies and to represent the interests of the consumers here. Amongst the many roles that Ofgem play, they're set up to ensure that all of these companies, including National Grid, focus on innovation. And basically so that ultimately the benefits of these innovations will help lower energy bills. That's the overall goal. Ofgem have two mechanisms to do this. The first one is an annual allowance, which is called the Network Innovation Allowance, or NIA. And this is a pot of money which is made available to each company to spend on projects which meet set criteria. But the second is the Network Innovation Competition, which is an annual competition that all gas companies have access to, and we can collectively apply for up to £20 million of investment to carry out large-scale innovation projects. And as GRADE was such a significant step into the unknown, it was this competition that we applied for, and we were successful in securing the funding in 2014. The early stages of the project were quite fun, developing ideas on how GRADE would work and whether it was actually possible to build something that would operate up to 100 bar. Many people said it was not possible, that it would get blown down the pipeline as soon as the flows started, or crushed to the size of a Coke can, someone said, once the pressure was brought up to line pressure. But we persevered, and throughout all the testing, both in a sort of a digital way and early demonstration models, we started to overcome these challenges. And bit by bit, we proved that the impossible could be a reality. And the testing period finished with the construction of an offline test rig. And this test rig allowed us to recreate a live environment, but in a safe and controlled area, which wasn't connected to the gas transmission network. This test rig was pressurized, and there was a fan inside as well to help simulate flow both behind the robot and in front of the robot. And these tests allowed confidence to grow in GRADE, and it also gave us the opportunity to start taking wall thickness measurements, prove the robot was ready.
That's really interesting, because obviously National Grid UK is in the business of gas transmission, not robot development. So I'm just curious, what was that like in terms of the skills of the project? Was your complete project team from inside National Grid, or do you have partners?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, it was definitely a project partner set up. So National Grid had a vast engineering expertise internally on how the transmission network operates and what it looks like. But we, like you say, didn't have any expertise in robotics building or designing such things. So we, throughout the NIC application, went out to lots of small and medium-sized enterprises in the UK, and we found three companies to work with as our core project partners. So they were Synthetech, who are the robot manufacturers and ultimately have built GRADE. There was Premtech, who have been our design house, who helped to design the connections and also to design our unique launch vessel. And finally, Pipeline Integrity Engineers, who have been involved in some of the data manipulation and the model creation at the end of the project. So it was definitely a team effort.
Fantastic. Thank you, David. So it's been 5 years now since you won the competition and you got the grant. What has the end result of this project been? What does the robot actually look like, and what can you do with it?
Yeah, so basically, for those who haven't seen a picture of the GRADE robot, we started with an aerodynamic shell that looked a bit like a dolphin with two tracks underneath. But as we started to develop that, we realized it wasn't going to be agile enough to be able to travel around the complex geometries. So in the end, we settled on a twin chassis model, which basically is two boxes connected by a flexible buckle in the middle. In the center of these two modules is a rotating arm that can move around the internal surface of the pipe. And it also extends and retracts as required in order to touch the sensors onto the pipework and take a reading. The robot's powered by four magnetic tracks, which are independently controllable. So you can steer around the corners and also a T as well, which was the tightest bend that we have on our site. And these magnetic tracks provide all the strength needed to keep the robot in place when taking a reading, even with the gas flowing around it. And finally, on the robot, we've got a variety of cameras and monitors, which all record the whole operation and feed this information back to the drivers. From the robot, we have a tether. GRADE is a tethered robot. So the tether provides all of the power and the data transfer between the robot and the operator. And this decision was ultimately made by National Grid as a bit of a safety barrier as well, because the tether can be used to pull back the robot in case of an emergency. Also, which is quite unique with GRADE, the tether drum and all of the 100 meter of cable that we currently have on there is housed inside the launch vessel. So a couple of other robots on the market have the tether on the outside, but this means there needs to be a running seal between the tether drum and the robot itself. This wasn't possible at transmission pressures, so we decided to bring everything inside the launch vessel. And basically, all of this is connected to the outside world via a subsea connector, which is on the side of the launch vessel. The launch vessel itself is a 36-inch diameter. Basically, it's a cylinder, a tube, which is much like a regular pig trap. And we've got a few slight modifications on to allow the cables to come out, a winch handle on the side for the pullback, and an access door on the one end to allow us to load the robot and take it out again. Finally, the connectors feed a control cabin where a series of screens show all of the data and allow the operators to drive and see what they're doing in real time, including the readings from the sensors as well. So I was just going to say a bit about the live trials. We had two live trials, one at an offtake site and one at our large gas terminal at Bacton. Both trials were well received with lots of internal and external visits and some great feedback. But I think the biggest thing of the trials was to understand exactly the benefit case for GRADE. We collected over 1,000 individual wall thickness measurements, including those underneath full encirclement pipe supports and cladding as well, which are both above ground. And below ground, of course, we were able to collect the similar amount of readings around areas of interest. We also started to record the operation of our ball valve live during pressure and flow, which is something that no one's ever seen before from the inside, which was a bit of a first for our project. And we also managed to find a previously buried asset, which is very good for the site as it saved them costly excavation to try and find where this asset was. So all in all, lots of great benefits. And the data as well was fed into a condition model, which was another key output of the GRADE project. And this model combined all of the available data sources that we have as a company and started to build up an assumed condition of our site. But of course, that's only as an assumption, which is lacking in sort of exact data. But what we're able to do is combine that assumption with the GRADE data and start to verify the model and update the model based on what we know for sure. So in this way, whilst we can only inspect a small area of the site, the assumptions can be extrapolated across the whole site, which is further increasing the benefit of GRADE. So that was that went down very well with our asset health teams internally. As you mentioned, Pablo, the project's finished now. We completed in November 2018, but we were able to secure an additional project, which will be starting in the next few months. And we're looking at replacing the sensors on the robot for acoustic resonance technology, or ART, which has been developed by a company called Halfwave. And they are already operators of pipeline inspection gauges, and it is an opportunity to see whether or not their technology can be brought onto the robot. And if it can, it's going to increase the quality and quantity of the data that we receive back from the robot in inspections. And that's going to be up to 100% coverage of the pipeline down to sub-millimeter accuracy. So that's something the National Grid are really interested in terms of increasing the benefit case of the inspections, which can be quite costly. We're also keen to share what we've learned and offer GRADE as a service to others. We know that we're not unique as a transmission owner. There are other unpiggable areas of people's networks who could see a potential benefit with the GRADE robot. We're also looking to reduce the size of the robot. At the moment, we are operating between 30 and 36 inch pipework, but we've had a lot of interest in pipe diameters down to about 12 inches, where people are saying that if there is something similar, they would be really interested in that tool. And we've also been asked about the possibility to inspect vertical sections of pipe. So the future does look quite promising for the grade robot.
Absolutely. Seems like there's still a lot of opportunity, a lot of work to be done there. Thanks for that, David. So now that this is finished and going forward, are there any insights you gained from successfully completing this project that you think would be useful to other transmission companies who are also looking to develop innovative projects?
Yeah. I mean, sort of technically, this is the first time that anyone had ever attempted to introduce a robotic platform inside a live gas environment. I think it was a fairly challenging project, but I think the most important aspect from my point of view was communication between the team. We had a shared goal, and as I say, we were set up as a project partnership, so all of the companies and National Grid were in this project together, which was a really great way of setting things up because you had this shared goal and everybody was keen to work to these shared objectives. And we rode the happy days and the bad days at the same time. Everybody was working together. And we tried to meet in person every month, which was quite a challenge, but we felt it was really important to meet up and talk about everything. And we had a shared phone call every week as well to update on progress. And I felt this really worked well to show a united team, especially to National Grid, where we were trying to introduce something so revolutionary. It was important for us to look like a combined team who were professional and understood exactly what they were trying to do. I think the other one which came to mind would be resilience. Innovation is difficult. It often doesn't go to plan. And if it was easy, then obviously someone would have done it before. So we had a fair few challenges along the way. If something breaks or it doesn't work or provides a different output, then we took a step back. We understood what was happening. We had another think about the challenge. We all got together and then we had another go. And you just keep doing that until you come to a successful conclusion. And I think I'll always remember that failure whilst innovating isn't only bad if you don't learn from it. That's the most important thing. You have to learn from the failures and move on. And then they're not actually a failure then.
Absolutely. Thank you for those insights. This truly is a unique project. And David, if our listeners want to learn more about the Project Grid and its capabilities, how can they do so?
Yes, the best way to get in contact is through our project website, which is at projectgrade.com. That's G-R-A-I-D. And alternatively, we have our National Grid Innovation page, which is at nationalgrid.com/gasinnovation. And there's loads of information on there about a variety of projects, including Grade.
Perfect. We'll have links to these on our website for the listeners to look them up. David, thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pablo. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us at Operationally Excellent. If you'd like to hear more episodes or you'd like to participate in the podcast, please visit us at durandbenchmarking.com/operationallyexcellent.